You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, a very rainy morning. Huge storms rolling through, still rolling through, I believe. I'm just pulling up the radar right now as we
all
speak.
Day. It's going to be all day like, rain.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to just see my storm tracking weather forecast that I'm so famous for. Let's see. Well, yeah, I don't know.
It's mainly rain. I don't think
it's just going to be rain.
Yeah, not too many storms, but we might hear a couple of rumbles of thunder.
Yeah. Okay.
A couple.
Well, yeah, very casual, very easygoing guy this morning.
Grab the umbrella before you head out this morning. You sure to check your windshield wipers.
You got to make sure they work.
Get your mucklucks on and your galoshes. Your hip waders.
No.
Could be some flash all flooding out there. You never know. Could be, rain. Rainy day.
And what are we comparing the rain to?
What do you mean?
What is that comparison that the weather forecasters have made that we weren't even aware of? Tacos?
Coming down in buckets? What? Like
comparing tacos to...
Oh, tacos. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, some kind of taco thing. Yeah.
Could we call up one of your famous weather guys here in Madison to find out what that is?
See if we can get a hold of Charlie Shortino.
Try
to put a call out to him. Channel 15. I'm sure they'll take it. They'll take the call.
Yeah, what is it?
Gordy, do you have any compilations of like best moments from over your course of your years
being
as a weatherman?
TV weatherman?
Yeah.
Somewhere in a box in my basement, there's some old videotapes, from the old days.
Yeah.
I've got
any
a few.
That come to mind of any like disasters that happened on the air?
Well, I over at Channel 15, March coming in like a lamb and out like a lion, that whole deal.
Okay,
you heard of that phrase?
Yeah.
Right.
What happened?
I brought in a lamb into the studio, and it peed all over the floor on the air. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a call from the general manager after that one.
Where did you just borrow a lamb from?
Well, that's a good question. I don't remember. Where some farmer nearby that was a fan, I guess. That was a good one.
Aren't pets well known to be, taking a leak or whatever indoors usually? I mean, isn't that like a taboo? You really shouldn't do it. Bring a cow in or horses.
Yeah, I couldn't have planned it any better. It was great.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Another time I was doing, we had the Olympics. NBC's had the Olympics forever. Yeah. So we were doing Olympic coverage, and I was doing, I fashioned a torch. I was pointing at the weather maps with a torch.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Sam's not even paying attention. So I was, and we had lighter fluid inside this torch-like device.
Yeah.
And it was lit, and I was pointing at a thing. And the bit was the floor director was going to douse it with water at the end of the forecast. Now we're going to put out the torch. He threw the water. The flame came out of the torch and hit me on right out the microphone on my lapel, destroyed the microphone. Could have burned me really horribly, but it destroyed the suit.
So
but that was that was fun.
It pushed the flame off the torch onto your shirt.
Splashed onto
That's why
my
you don't
onto
pour
my
water
jacket.
On a grease
jacket.
Fire.
Well, yeah. But it was a great bit. And
again, did it show your panicked look? There must have been a panicked look.
Yeah, I've got that on tape somewhere. I have to dig that out.
Just
it was good.
Frame that,
still
frame it.
Antics like that got me. The best of Madison that year, 1994.
Well, it was all worth it then.
Oh, of course. So we have rain today. What do you think the high might be for today on your WMDX Samsung watch?
Well, I'm going to
tell you. High temperature.
Wow.
What do you think?
50 degrees today.
Boy, I don't
Currently
think so.
Currently 47.
I don't think so. I don't think we're going to get any warmer than we are today. Do we have a way of finding that out? How about the, what do we got? What do we have? We have the bar dice?
Did I not put the weather wheel on there?
Do we have the weather wheel?
I thought I put it in the...
I sure don't think so, John.
Cuts list.
Okay. All right. Well, let's use whatever you got there.
Yeah, you want the bar dice?
Sure, yes, let's hear the bar dice.
Use the bar dice.
Oh. Shake them up. Smack it down. Here we go.
There it is.
Well, this says 44 by later. So the temperature's really going to slide from highs near 50 this morning down to about 44.
Oh, it's...
two fours.
Okay, we're competing then, the WMDX Samsung watch and the official weather forecast of the weather guys.
Okay.
Or die. What do you call it?
One die that says 44.
Well, no. There's two fours. Right.
Right.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yes.
Okay.
But die is plural, right? And that's what I'm talking about.
No, dice is plural.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
A die is just one?
No, I think die is... No.
Why are we arguing over this?
Die, I think, is plural. Okay. I don't know. Let's get to the National Day Calendar.
It's about time.
We're going down, down in flames over here.
God.
What is it today? What is it or is it not? Is it National Quiche Lorraine Day? Remember Quiche Lorraine? She had a great act in Vegas for years.
Yes.
Terrific dancer.
People are just,
Here comes Quiche Lorraine.
Yeah.
Is it National Streaming Day? National Rescue Dog Day, National Comic Strip Day, National Pick Strawberries Day, or National Be a Millionaire Day? Which one of those days doesn't belong?
It's not Be a Millionaire Day.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Be a Millionaire Day. Who comes up with this crap? Sam, what do you think?
I was going to say it's too early for picking strawberries, but I might be wrong about that.
I think
that.
You're right.
Is that your guess or
that.
Not?
I would have picked that
one. I'm still going with it's not strawberry picking day.
Yeah, I would have picked that one.
It is National Picking Strawberries Day. We got a text in from Catherine. She says, are you kidding me? It's one die, roll the dice.
Exactly,
John. One die is a die. One dice is a die.
All right.
Never mind.
I stand corrected.
What? Did you even remember the list? I did not.
Good job there.
He's learning. He's taking after me like I taught him.
Way to go, Dom. You're in with the in crowd. It is not National Comic Strip Day. You're both wrong. There you go. That might be some other day, but it's not today.
Yeah. There aren't very many comic strips out there anymore, are there?
No, there aren't. Yeah, there used to be Sunday comics used to be the thing, you know?
In Milwaukee, they had a green sheet. They called it the green sheet. It was a green sheet in the paper where all the comics were. Yeah. And
green.
Features and some features.
Why would they
had green paper.
They printed the color sheet. Comics on green paper?
No, this was during the week.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
During the week, they had the comics, but on Sunday, it was all color.
Okay, it's National Quiche Lorraine Day. Do you like quiche?
Quiche is nice.
I like it, yeah.
Quiche, sure.
Quiche Lorraine has origins beginning in the rural Lorraine region of France. Oh, boy. How do we pronounce quiche Lorraine?
So how do you say croissant
French
with the typical French pronunciation?
No, quiche Lorraine.
Is it croissant?
Never mind.
Julian is stuck on that.
Wait. Get out of here.
I think we're looking it up right now.
Okay. Quiche Lorraine.
How hard is that to say, though? Quiche Lorraine.
I guess it's okay.
All right.
Quiche Lorraine must include eggs, heavy cream, bacon, Swiss cheese, and a flaky crust.
Mm.
Making me hungry just talking about it. Yeah. Okay.
Let's move on. I had cream in the refrigerator often, I'd try something like that. But, you never have cream in the refrigerator.
You don't?
No. Who does?
I don't know.
It doesn't last long.
Nope. It's National Streaming Day. The first computer was invented, it says here, in the 1940s, but it wasn't until the late 1990s that streaming became accessible. Since then, technology has made huge advancements, blah, 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 blah.
You ever buy from or like rent from Netflix back when they were still a mail order DVD service.
Yeah, I miss those days.
Yeah.
And it was like really recently that they stopped doing that service. Like you could mail order a DVD from Netflix up until like 2 years ago or something.
No,
like
really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, no, I don't think so. That's got to be 10 years ago.
Okay. Stream to celebrate.
Let's Google it. Good thing that we have this magical Google machine.
Stream to celebrate National Streaming Day. Watch movies. Listen to a variety of music. Okay, we know about streaming.
We don't really podcasts like the show.
We could. Yeah. It's National Rescue Dog Day. National Pick Strawberries Day. And let's check out National Be a Millionaire Day.
Yeah.
John, by the way, September of 2023. What? Last time you could mail order a DVD from Netflix.
2023?
Yeah.
But then I just, that's what? Amazing. I can't wrap my head around that. That seems very, very recent.
It's National Be a Millionaire Day. We celebrate National Be a Millionaire Day and wonder what it would be like to be a millionaire. Have you ever imagined what it would be like? Well, if you have, this holiday's for you.
Wow. There you go. That's
stupid.
Well, that's quite the explanation.
Here's how to become a millionaire. Start a savings account, it says. Review your financial portfolio with a trusted expert. Review your investments. Add to your 401k. Pay off your credit card. Review your spending habit. Okay.
Anything about meme coins in there?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. All right. Let's get to the history books here. Can you open one up there?
Oh, gosh, Sam? It's so dusty.
Go ahead. You got to teach Dominic about this.
Do you even know what's about to happen?
Oh, don't.
Oh, dear God. Don't.
Stand back, Dominic. Oh, no. Cough. Look at the look on Dominic's face.
Oh, man. Thomas.
Oh, God, it's so dusty.
It's so, yeah.
Now you know what, now you know what you're in for.
What's that, Dominic? What'd you say?
Oh, it's my last day here now. Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Yeah.
Goodness,
they didn't
gracious.
Tell you about the asbestos.
No, I suppose not.
Okay. All right. Well, what's on the history book?
I swear to God, somebody just like has like a salt shaker and sprinkles it on this book cover.
There's
every day.
There's got to be something wrong.
Somebody's
I know.
He's playing a prank on it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going way back. Today in 1774, British Parliament, they passed the Intolerable Acts. You think they were very tolerable?
No.
Tolerable? What?
No. No, they were not. They were intolerable.
Intolerable.
It was a series of five acts of Parliament. The ones that everyone remembers, they closed the port of Boston. What are you pointing at?
We have a phone call, but go ahead.
Oh.
Just trying to point it out to John.
John's in his own world here. He doesn't care about history.
Guy sits right next to me. I can't get his attention.
No, I saw your arms. I realized what you were
doing.
You have
to give him the special John and Gordy hand sign.
Yes, the hand signal.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, that. Sam. Finish off the
Well, yeah, this is intolerable. Just go ahead.
They closed the port of Boston. That's kind of a big deal. This was in response mostly to the Boston Tea Party, so it was Britain's way of getting back at Massachusetts.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
They revoked Massachusetts' colonial charter. They just kind of made it not a colony anymore for a while, which is a big deal.
Yep. Hmm.
And one of them also was the Quartering Act, which made colonists, like, you could be forced to house British soldiers in your house, which was not great.
No, that's not.
That's why
a good
we have the Third
either.
Amendment nowadays.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, we'll get to more of the history book stuff. You have a few things
I
more,
do have
don't
a few
you?
More things.
All right. And Matt, hang on the line. We'll get to your phone call as well. 608-879-8255. That's our number if you want to call it or use the Civic Media app. It's free to download and free to use. Okay. You can call us right from the app. What? What's your problem?
Well, Catherine, you know, she has to be so confrontational.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
We're
guy.
Coming right back with more of John and Gordy on a rainy morning. Stay with us.
Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Why are we playing Cher?
You know, we should have had this as an intro to your history lesson each and every day.
You know, you're so right.
That was it.
That would be great.
That's yeah, we should have had. Instead of opening the damn book every morning.
6:23, rain this morning. Rain all day, off and on. And temperatures staying in the 40s. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by our friends at Madison Hearing Aid Center. I'm going there later today.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I've got an appointment.
Well, that's good.
Fine. I don't know what time. I have to look it up on my calendar. But, yeah, going to get the ears checked out like you did a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Madison Hearing Aid Center, they're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Changing, helping people and changing their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing.
Well, my life has improved a lot.
Has it?
Yeah.
You can hear better. That's an improvement right away.
I can hear better, yes. I can hear some of the dialogue in the movies as I'm watching TV and watching the movies.
Explain to me that this Bluetooth capability the hearing aids have. How does that work?
Well, you can set it to automatically intercept the phone calls that you get.
Is that right?
Answer the calls, yeah.
Right into your hearing aid.
Yes, yes. You can also listen, you know, as you're walking to your music from your phone. Sure,
nice.
You could do all those things.
John, what happens if you Bluetooth into a silent movie like Metropolis?
Oh, yes. Well, that's the trick right there.
Madison Hearing Aid Center will explain it all to you.
Yes, they will.
Fast and flexible appointments. You can call them up and talk to Jim or Sarah. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Their excellent website has all kinds of terrific information and a free hearing test. You can do that right on their website.
I'm still thinking that they should call them headsets instead of hearing aids, right? Headsets. I mean,
headsets?
Everybody's got them now, yeah.
They're just like
they're similar.
Yeah,
I mean everybody is wearing these kinds of headsets now in the ear.
You're right.
Out of the ear.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, if you say headset, my first thought is that
noise
you've got
canceling.
A set of heads back home. That's a little. That's a little bit of a scary thought.
Headsets. Yes.
MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right,
check them out. This portion of the show also brought to you by our friends at Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since they opened their doors way back in 1958, they are direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. They have two locations in Madison. Can you guess where their locations are, John?
I believe there's one on the west side.
And where would
the
other
line.
And the other one?
Is at
the east side.
East side.
On East Wash.
That's right, East Washington.
Okay. Avenue. Go to Verlo.com and check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Drive by there all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we get to more history or should we go to Matt on the phone here?
Let's
Matt's been
Matt.
Waiting
Let's
forever.
Matt,
what's happening this morning?
Yeah, what's going on out in Middleton?
Good morning, guys. It's raining.
Yeah.
And I'd like to rain on the parade of these tech oligarchs and their ridiculous fantasy future that they're trying to sell everyone over in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of these CEOs and they're promising this $50 trillion industry of robotics, right?
Yes. Yes.
And we're now being led in America by a used car salesman. Elon Musk is a salesman. He's not very he was okay at selling the idea of him being brilliant, and that was a good sales pitch. But I'm just wondering what you guys think about this idea that makes no sense to me, but they say $50 trillion in robotics, but when you get all the robots doing everything, where are the consumers anymore? It's all done, right?
Where are
the
workers?
That's the end of capitalism as we know it.
That's right, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to sell it like it makes sense.
Right, and we won't be able to afford the robots, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, they say they'll need people to fix and program the robots, but you know, I think they'll have robots to do that.
This is another stage in the decline of capitalism because the first big error I saw was when they're starting to make everything subscription and you can't own anything anymore.
Right, right.
They have to keep the revenue coming and no one's happy about that.
Yep.
And no one seems to be happy about this robotics future either. So do you think we're just going to devolve into two different civilizations? One that does not have the digital tech field economy, and then the other one that's more hands-on and
maybe
can't afford to be in that one.
Matt, what do you do for a living? Are you worried about losing your job to a robot? What What do you do?
Well, I'm a mailman, and I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I work for the public sector, so I have to put up with conservatives giving me sneers all the time because they know that I get paid decent, I have a union, I'm represented, and they can't just crush my job without a fight.
Yes, but
which
you know,
trying to do now, but you know,
I think that we worried about all these things before. You know, I mean, you know, being replaced by robots. Well, you know, way back when we had Gilligan's Island and Hillbillies, and we were watching that, and everybody thought that you know, society would decline dramatically after watching those shows.
Right. Well, Matt, maybe they'll furnish you with a robot companion driving around in your postal truck that'll be delivering the mail. You'll just have to make sure that the robot is okay, and you won't have to worry about any dogs coming up and biting you in the ankle.
Well, they've got robot dogs, too. So,
oh, well, see?
Well, everybody, you know, everybody forgets there was a movie, RoboCop. You know,
oh, sure.
I mean, we already replaced the police in movies.
Yeah, but that robot still had feelings. So
that's right.
All right. Okay, Matt.
All right,
have
Matt.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Yeah. See? Okay. Matt's got it all figured out. Okay.
No, he doesn't. He needs. We need to help. Matt.
He needs our guidance. Yeah. You can call us 608-879-8255 or get a hold of us on the Civic Media app. Text us or call us right from the app on the WMDX part of that app. Okay. All right. Coming up, it's Idiocracy. Oh, we've got a lot of it for you.
We do.
But first, the Midwest Farm Report.
Oh yes.
Food and farm. It's all about. It's all about that. The fabulous
it's all
farm
about
babe.
Food and farm.
Now, why? Yeah, of course it is. Okay. We're coming right back with more of John and Gordy for Tuesday morning. Stay right there.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
92.7 WMDX, John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with producer Sam and new producer Dominic. Yeah, we got the whole crew here this morning.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Rain. Rain, 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 all day long, off and on, anyway. Flash flooding possible. Yep. Oh, grab the umbrella.
Yep.
Thank you, Pee-wee.
Oh, it's raining.
A little lightning bolt thrown in there. Yep, and temperatures in the 40s, so kind of chilly and breezy and rainy. That's it.
Now, we just saw on the screen on CNN that a representative is now being charged with roughing up some of the security. I believe that's the time when the mayor was also arrested.
And this was during an ICE
raid? Well, they,
or was protesting an ICE raid?
They were at the ICE facility to inspect it.
Yeah.
And the mayor was arrested. I think now, because of the videotape, now they're charging a representative.
This is a weird, strange
government, isn't it? I mean, they're going to lock up judges,
representatives.
Mayors, anybody that gets in their way.
Yeah.
And we kind of will eventually get used to this kind of a behavior and under the iron fist of the administration. This is really really scary stuff.
Now, it is.
Now, I was just checking X out here, and Joe, who's a regular poster on X, not the one that calls into the station here, but this is another Joe, and she writes about the Ashley Babbitt, who was killed during January 6th.
During the raid.
Yeah.
She was, well,
She writes this. She attacked our Capitol and was shot in the process. She was trying to get our lawmakers. She was warned. She did not comply. And that is why she was shot. And the madman she did it for is giving her family $5 million.
Is that right?
In compensation. Yep.
Wow.
But you can't fund cancer research for kids. Mm. Okay. So anyway, yeah, let's just reward January 6th people, right? I mean, just pay them for damages.
The protesters.
Yeah. It was a day of love, John.
Well, it was a day of love. Yeah. And it was just tourists going through.
Right.
Just that they normally do, you know.
And the speaker's podium was a big souvenir, right?
Yeah. Right.
I heard they sell those in the gift shop now.
That's right. So it's just insane.
It is.
Lawlessness. That's what it's all about. And you get rewarded for it by the Trump administration, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, here it is. Am I going to do this here? I am going to do this here. All right. Trump has ordered the federal department to purchase and erect huge banners of his face on all federal buildings at an estimated cost of $184 million.
Wow.
Trump says they do it in North Korea and China to show respect for their supreme leaders. So why shouldn't we... You know, you'd almost think that's not really a quote.
But it is.
Sounds like a joke. He actually said that. So let's listen to a theme song. I know they're going to be playing there.
Oh, really?
For this. Yes.
Goose-stepping mama on the cover chart. Goose-stepping mama taken by and large. While you tinker with some tailor, someone sold you to a sailor.
It's going to be a big parade. Wow.
The Ruddles.
Have you seen the posters? You
know, yes.
People are using AI to create their own posters.
Well, I saw pictures last night on the news of some huge banners.
Yes,
and I don't know which federal building this was, but they had a big picture of Abraham Lincoln, a huge face of Abraham Lincoln. I mean, it was, I don't know, 50 feet tall.
He was giving him the finger, right? With poster after poster after poster,
no,
right?
I didn't see that.
Arm outstretched.
No, really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
No, this was a different thing.
Oh, but, what they're doing online.
But Trump, they had a big Trump picture there. I mean, it had to be 50 or 60 feet tall.
It's crazy.
He wants that on all the federal buildings.
Okay, so why are we doing this? You know, why are we having this huge celebration? Well, Pete Hegseth, he had a few comments about it. Let's listen to this. We're not a militaristic country at all. So showing how great our weapons are is just, you know, something that we just don't do in this country. But anyway, here's Pete Hegseth with his comment.
In the minds of young people who then turn around and don't love their country, a huge part of ensuring we have a room like this full in the future is ensuring our kids and grandkids know why America is such a special place. What our founders gifted us 250 years ago. There's a reason we're going to have a big old army parade on June 14th of 2025. It's because what we celebrate in this country is a reflection of what we value. There are a lot of vapid things to celebrate, plenty of reality shows and garbage music and stuff on Netflix.
No, we don't celebrate those things.
How about we hold up our special operations community? How about we recognize the Army and the Marine Corps of the United States at 250 years, the sacrifice of those men who stood on bridges 250 years ago and said, we will live free. We have an incredible story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
If we're willing to tell it, and then if we're willing to raise young men and women willing and able to raise their right hand to defend this nation.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
freedom of assembly and freedom of speech.
I think we have a lot of those freedoms. We have a lot of holidays that celebrate the military and the actions and victories that we've had. I don't think we need a parade to see what our military equipment looks like.
Well, it's not just a parade. It's the Orange One's birthday party.
That's right. It's a celebration of the Orange One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, You know, you get used to this. He's going to normalize this kind of activity, and then we'll have presidents from now on having their military parades and giant banners, right? These huge banners hanging from office buildings. And
how is this saving us any money, by the way? These huge expenditures.
Yeah, whatever happened to that, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to something very unusual, very strange. This is an interaction from CNN. An African-American host, I think you're familiar with Victor Blackwell on CNN.
Yeah.
He's great. African-American, and he was interviewing Trisha McLaughlin, the Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at Homeland Security. And they argued about the 59 Afrikaners that were imported into this country on their way to citizenship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to this discussion, I guess you'd call it. All right, listen.
If I see people in distress, I don't care what color, what they look like, what anything, their size, their height, their eyes, I don't care. But I think that from all evidence, the farmers in South Africa are being treated brutally. And it's been reported, and nobody wants to cover it. But they happen to be white. And if they were black, I'd do the exact same thing. And we treat people very well when we see there's a genocide going on. So if it's a genocide, that's terrible. And I happen to believe it could very well be. So we've made a home, and we'll make a home for other people that are treated badly, no matter what their color.
Despite the president's repeated reference, can we just start this conversation by agreeing that Afrikaners are not facing genocide?
Absolutely not.
President Ramaphosa says that although the law was signed in January that would give the government the purview to take the land, no land has been taken from Afrikaners. Also, the definition of genocide is aimed at extermination, right? And so although there is violence in South Africa, there's violence against black South Africans too. So when the president says that there is genocide, where is the evidence?
Victor, can we take a pause and
sure.
recognize the fact that you are defending race-based discrimination?
I'm not defending race-based discrimination in any way. The president uses the term genocide. There is no genocide in South Africa. And frankly, it does a disservice to people in countries around the world who are facing genocide in the Congo, in Sudan, those who faced it in Rwanda and Bosnia and Cambodia. It does not exist. We should probably just start with that truth.
It is quite frankly disturbing to me that members of the media, including people who are on this very network, are trying to whitewash the facts.
Wow.
And whitewash the fact really? That these individuals have faced discrimination, racial violence, the seizure of their land based on nothing but their skin color alone.
You clearly are not going to acknowledge there's no genocide in South Africa. What about the genocide in the Congo? You
asylum.
Have a specific number on asylum. How many of those are from the Congo or from the Sudan?
I'm happy to come back next week and give you, lay out all the single facts, and you seem to want to whitewash the fact that these, that South Afrikaners are facing persecution, and I can't understand why, and I think a lot of Americans can't understand why. And it's left to believe that it's because of the color of their skin, Victor.
So you suggest that I am the one here who is focused on color of skin when the president has let in Afrikaners specifically, and I'm asking how many of those who are actually facing genocide who are being let in under some expedited path that the president has created for Afrikaners?
I don't know how many times I have to repeat this fact. 8,666 individuals have, if you will let me speak, have faced persecution.
You've repeated the number. You haven't answered the question.
I'm exactly answering the question.
No, you're not.
We are letting those in who are facing persecution, Victor.
I look for those numbers.
All right. Not genocide, but persecution at this point. Do they seek out people with really horrible voices to be a representative of this administration?
Wow. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
That's just irritating as hell. But anyway, I think it's fascinating that, you know, here we have an African-American CNN host being accused of whitewashing history.
Right?
my head explodes just trying to imagine this. Can we go to,
crazy.
We have time for Joe right now?
Yeah, let's go to her.
All right, let's try.
Joe is calling us.
Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Welcome.
Yeah, great show as always. I just wanted to return to the issue of this military parade that Pete Hegseth was talking about and how we should honor those who raise their hand and join the military. Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite quotes from the first Trump administration was from his son, Donald Trump Jr. And note that there's no one in the Trump family that's ever raised their hand to serve in the military, ever. And in his book, he talked about it was one of my favorite moments from puke-inducing, of course, but one of my favorite moments from the first Trump administration where Don Jr. said in his book when they drove past Arlington Cemetery, it really nearly brought the tears up in his eyes because he thought of the sacrifices his family has made.
Oh, my God. What a golden moment. Thanks, Joe.
Joe, thank you for that call. Coming up
just amazing, isn't it? We've got more Idiocracy coming up
right around the corner, and it's a rainy day. We'll talk to Brittany Merlot in about a half hour. How much rain are we going to get? It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's the Trumper Duck. You got a copy on me, Pigseth? Come on. 10-4, Pigseth, for sure, for sure. By golly, this channel is secure, clean to Yemen, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Pigseth. Yeah, we definitely got no journalists on this channel, good buddy. Mercy sinks alive, looks like we got us a neocon boy.
It was before our charge on the Ides of March, on our iPhones, attention hogs. Hungover Pete with an uncleared app, and little Marco, that's Trump's lapdog. We was heading to war with the Hooties now. Not them, not the blowfish kind. I said, Pigseth, this here's the Trumper Duck, and we're about to be asked to resign.
Cause we got a neocon boy, up on the right. Yeah, we got a neocon boy, ain't we a pitiful sight?
Neocon
boy. Wow, that's great. That's perfect, man. It writes itself, doesn't it?
It does.
WMDX, John and Gordy, this is 92.7, or on your Civic Media app. Check it out there. And also, by the way, text us that way or just give us a call.
Mm-hmm. 653, you can call us at 608-879-8255. Rain showers through the day, a little bit breezy, temperatures just staying in the 40s.
John out in Middleton suggests Kurt Vonnegut's novel Piano Player.
Yeah.
It's a great take on a world without labor. Hilarious and frightening. Thanks, John. That's for, of course, Matt out in Middleton as well, who is worried that the robots will take over. Who doesn't think of Terminator when we're talking about the robots, right?
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's an image that I can't get out of my head.
Mm-hmm. This portion of the show being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant since they opened up in 1958. They are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Check out their locations in Madison on the east side or the west side, or go to verlo.com. That's verlo.com.
All right. Now let's get to our local representative. And that is Derek Van Orden. Wants to cut the VA.
Oh, man.
Do you think he's going to be very popular with the Republicans?
No.
Well, let's check this out. This is called 137.
Here's what happened. Mr. Secretary, I had my crack graphics team draw this up so I can explain to some people what's going on.
It's just the line. Right,
that's the whole VA.
Pencil drawing.
This is the problem with the VA.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the increase in bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
These are the doctors. It's almost a flat line. And then we have an increase with the veterans because of the PAC Act, right?
Right.
So when we are going to cut the VA, and I hope you do, sir.
Oh, boy.
This is where you need to make the cut, right there, in this line, right there, sir.
Right there.
Mr. Secretary, if you cut this,
administrative,
then this line with the doctors and stuff, the people that are actually touching our veterans and providing care can go like this, right? And then we can match the increase with vets. So, Mr. Secretary, I'm incredibly happy and looking forward to working with you and your administration. Yeah. And if there's anything, just if you have a top-line item that we can do from the congressional side, power of the person, all that stuff.
Yeah.
If
talk
you could,
to you, right?
You know, rattle off one or two of them, would be great.
Yeah.
We will write these down and we'll take it for action.
Wow.
Mr. Secretary?
He's got an action plan, doesn't he? Why doesn't he just give him a little tip on how to change a tire up in front of the building?
Which is he was good at the,
which is something he did with a whole bunch of representatives where the car almost fell off the jacks.
That was a moment.
What
that
an
was
idiot.
Great,
You know, the thing is, they just think indiscriminately to go after the administrative staff, even though the number of veterans has increased dramatically. They act like the administration doesn't matter, that it automatically happens. They get their benefits, they get their applications and updates automatically, just some magical thing onto the building. I don't know. But, you know, you need the administrative staff. If you have more veterans, you need more administrative staff to handle the load, right? But he just wants to indiscriminately cut the administrative staff. And that's what Doge did, and that's why it was so bad, and we're going to feel the effects of that. We're already feeling the effects of that. So,
well, and there's more and more veterans from the Gulf War and from still from Vietnam that need, you know, as they age, they need more help.
Exactly.
They need more help, and there are more of them out there that need help. And you know, now's not the time to cut staff.
How does he think? Well, what is he saying? You know, a lot of people, a lot of the Republicans, a lot of the megas don't want to cut anything from the VA.
Right.
They want to throw money at it.
Yes.
But again, it's this idea that because of the administrative side of it is so, I guess, top heavy, they say. They don't understand how any of this works. I mean, just go to any corporation. They have a lot of administrative staff there. You don't start walking in. Well, maybe Trump is starting to do that too, telling businesses how to run their operations like Walmart. You know, eat those tariffs.
How many bankruptcies has he been through? How would he have any business, knowledge to help Walmart?
Well, you know,
he's bankrupt himself 6 or 7 times.
I asked my MAGA friend in Milwaukee these same questions, and I just said, you know, you're just a cultist. And the surprising answer was, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
We got a text here, you guys, from
what
Doug.
Do we got?
Doug has some advice for you guys. John, Gordy, one word, manosphere. Your careers are being held back due to your lack of embracing the manosphere, the broscape, the testosterone-propelled power of online viral.
Yes.
To reverse this, how about Sage paying $12,000 for John and Gordy to be roadies for one day with Gene Simmons of KISS?
Oh, there you go.
Join the broscape and embrace the manosphere.
Embrace the manosphere. Okay.
You know, I think Doug's right. You know, we're just, we haven't embraced the manosphere enough, you know, toxic masculinity.
You know, he's right. Yeah, we haven't heard from Doug for a while. We were just talking about
Well,
he was like
he's been busy
hitchhiking around in Mexico or something for a while, wasn't he?
Right. But now he's all about this manosphere.
Now he's up on
join up with the Joe Rogan guys.
Yes.
See what's going on that side of the world. Okay, it is 6:59.
I like getting $12,000 more from Sage, though.
Okay. Well, we'll work on that.
All right.
Stay with us. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot in just a little while and a whole lot more.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.